This is Cameron Adams, and Cameron gave his heart to Christ several years ago, and he's had the fortune of having parents that raised him in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and so he saw his great need for Christ at a young age. And really, the conviction that God wants us to feel and to understand, it's all right to be small, because a lot of times we think of sin as being things we did, and you look and you say, well, what could Cameron have done so far? He can't have done that many bad things. But Cameron came to realize that he was separated from God, and that his life had something missing that he could not fill without submitting himself to Christ. And so he realized his great need for Christ. He realized that it was wrong for him to take the gift of life from God and then just live it without acknowledging God. And he wanted Christ in his life. And so he came to his parents and he said, I want to receive Christ. I want to be saved. Do I have to be baptized? And they said, you don't have to be baptized to commit your life to Christ. And a lot of times for younger people, it's pretty intimidating to stand out here and look at all of you. And Chad told me this morning, he said, I really see my son growing to want to obey God in every area, because we didn't say anything to him about baptism. But on his own, he's come to the place where he came to them and said, Dad, I think I'm ready. And so here he is, braving all your stares, because Christ and obeying Christ means more to him than maybe being embarrassed for a moment. And so, Cameron, because you have given your heart to Christ and you have given your life to obey him, I'm going to baptize you today, our brother in Christ, okay? Because of your faith in Christ and your commitment to him, I baptize you now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Well, let's just pray. Father, we are grateful that you are always speaking. And a lot of times we have so many things on our mind and there's so many attractive things that catch our attention that we miss the most important thing in all of life. And that is that you, the creator of the universe, who made us and wants to mold us into the image of Christ, gave us that life. And it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to you. And because we strayed from you and we didn't take that love that you had, but we walked away from you. You died on that cross, paying the price for our sin, that we might know that we could come back. And so, Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you that you accept us, that your Holy Spirit comes to live in our lives, and that Cameron, just like all of us who are your children, are now in your hands, and we ask you to guide our lives in everything we do. In Christ's name we pray, amen.